Today is October 20th, 1989. We're here to do our interview with Subject A. I want to get your speech. I don't care so much.
So you don't understand me?
Huh?
Because many times I don't understand what you are saying.
Oh, but I don't want to write it down.
Well, you can just flash it and then I can...
You know what is ahahana? This word, ahahana.
No.
You don't know. What about this one, au au?
No, I don't know.
What is Eva?
Eva is a name of a place.
Oh. And what is Hanaho?
Hanaho. Hana is work, I think. Ho. Transition word.
You never heard Hanaho?
No.
That means one more time.
Oh,
do
no.
It one more time. What about, what is hemo?
No,
hemo! Hemo!
Oh, hemo is to take off.
What is this one? Ho'omalimali.
Ho'omalimali. Ho'omalimali is to pray.
Oh.
I don't know.
What is kolohe?
Kolohe is rascal.
And what about this one?
Kuma.
No. Kumu. Kumu.
Kumu is fish.
You remember Mr. Yamada, Lillian's husband?
Yes.
He always used to call me that, Kumu.
Kumu?
When I was small. You don't remember? He used to call me that.
Oh, I don't know. Anyway, Kumu is the best red fish.
What about this one? Make.
Make?
Yeah.
Make dai.
What about this one? Mahea. Mahea.
Mahea. I don't know.
A big auntie knew. She said that where?
Mahea.
Where?
Oh, Mahea, are you going? Oh, I think so. But you don't put it in the sentence, it's hard, you know, by word. Oh, no, it's delicious.
What about pilau?
Pilau is dirty.
Pio. Pio.
Pio is turn off.
Pico.
Pico, I don't know.
Pico.
Pico. I don't
know. You don't know it's pico. It's on your body.
My body.
Your belly button.
Oh yeah.
You never know.
I didn't know.
What about this? Pulehu.
Pulehu. I don't know. It sounds like a fish name.
Oh, that means to barbecue.
Oh yeah, yes. Prepare to.
What is this? Kakio.
Kakio.
Remember you used to say kakio legs? You never said that.
I don't know. I heard of that.
Kakio legs.
Legs?
You never heard that?
Just like I heard and yet I don't know.
You know any other Hawaiian words?
Besides this. Gee, when you tell me all of a sudden it's hard to really think.
Chai tea.
Make?
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, you can make. I guess we hardly, we weren't living near Hawaiians too, eh? But when you go plantation like that, I think you pick it up more.
But how come I knew these words? Where did I learn it?
So you must have picked it up in school or something. Or maybe daddy used to say it, I don't know.
But if I heard it, you must have heard it. You lived with him longer than I did.
I don't know.
No need glasses. You know your house in Kaka'ako when you folks were small?
Yeah.
Try tell me what the house looked like or what it was.
What the house looked like? It was a
you
cottage.
You can face this way.
Duplex. It was a one cottage. Like Lily house. Remember Lily house? Grandma then used to live. It was like that.
Had upstairs.
Upstairs and downstairs. Upstairs had two like bedrooms. And downstairs was kitchen. And the kitchen, the floor was dirt.
Oh yeah.
The floor was dirt. And then like dashiki, you know. And then you go on top the floor.
Oh.
Yeah. And then we had, of course, Ramadan used to cook in the kudo, rice like that.
Where? In the house?
No, outside, separate there. They have a place, kudo.
For everybody.
Where you cook the rice.
For everybody.
What you mean for everybody?
So it was a community place?
No, no, it wasn't a community because that's a cottage. So uncle, grandma, younger brother, cousin Mary's parents used to live next. So it wasn't completely divided. So there was a little opening that you can go back and forth. You know,
to where? To their house.
Yeah, and that's the upstairs. We use the same stairway going up, and we have our side and they have their side.
And how many children grandma had that time?
Grandma had me, Chan, Tamosu, Bless. I don't know if Lydia was, of course, Uncle Robin.
So how many?
But I don't know. I don't know. I can't remember.
So was you, Auntie Mi-chang, Uncle Joe?
Uncle Joe.
Uncle Robin.
Uncle Robin. I don't know about Auntie Bless then.
So anyway, had four of you plus grandma.
Yeah.
And grandpa.
Yeah. My grandpa was hard at home because he was fishing most.
In two bedrooms.
Yeah, upstairs had two.
So you and Auntie Mi-chang was in one, or every other children were in one?
Cousin Mi-chang.
No, Auntie Mi-chang. Who slept with who?
Who what?
Who went sleep with who?
We all sleep line up.
Who?
With the phone.
Who is we?
All the children.
So great grandma and grandpa had their own room?
I don't think so. I think we all slept together.
But you had two bedrooms.
Oh, it's a real small room.
And what? Grandma had one sewing machine?
Oh, yeah, she had a sewing machine for she to sew.
Where? Upstairs or downstairs?
I don't know. Downstairs, I think.
And what kind of furniture you had?
No more furniture those days, only futon and zabuton.
Oh, and the eating table.
And eating table. Of course, must have had the chest of drawers too, yeah. Well, they had the Japanese tansu, I think. You know the tansu grandma had?
And where you first took a bath?
Outside, we had the furo.
Only the for you?
Furo and the kudo. So, Uncle Dan take a bath too.
In the same water?
Yeah.
And you folks used to take turn making the water hot?
Ah, that I don't remember, but I know I used to okosu the heat for the bath.
Where you folks got the wood?
Oh, wood they had all the time because Grandpa had to have wood for the fishing boat or something.
Where they got it?
I don't know where he got it, but he got it.
Oh. So even the Chinese people, how they went to take a bath?
Chinese.
Had Chinese people where you live?
No, didn't have.
Only Japanese?
Yeah, it was only Japanese.
How many families you think?
Well, we had a big yard. You know, we had a big yard. The same amount of property. The next door had how many houses? 1, 2, 3 duplex houses.
And they were all Japanese?
Yeah.
And they all had furo?
I think they all had furo, yeah,
and
outside.
So outside, everybody cooked their rice outside?
Yeah, in the kudo.
Okay, what about okazu like that?
Okazu, they had the oil stove.
What kind of stove?
Oil stove. Oil. Kerosene oil.
Kerosene oil?
Oil stove.
So where you put the...
You light the match and then light the... You know, they have a switch. I don't know what you call that, but you light that and then they think the fire come on and that's how we used to cook. Okay.
So it had a burner.
Yeah. Kerosene oil burner. So it was, you know, like this. And then had two burners. It was long, like a lantern. You know, and then the underneath was the burner. So when you want to turn it high, you just turned. I'm sure they had a knob.
And where Grandma got the kerosene?
Well, they sell at the store, I think.
So she had to go out and buy it?
Yeah.
And what, they had paper package in those days?
I don't think so. They wrap it up in all newspaper, and then, you know, the orange used to come in the orange paper, and that's what we used to use for toilet paper.
Orange paper? What is that?
Yeah, they used to wrap the oranges in this orange piece of paper. And it's like a tissue.
And everybody used that for toilet paper?
And no, they used to use the newspaper for toilet paper.
And what?
Of course, maybe they had to buy, but maybe they couldn't afford.
So your colour didn't come black?
Why do you not rub that hard?
No, but if you just touch the newspaper, sometimes your fingers come black. You first had flush toilet.
Have what?
Flush toilet.
Yeah, we have flush toilet, but I collect that now. Not a wire, but a chain, like, you know, and then you just pull that. The toilet used to run down.
The toilet was inside the house?
Yes.
So upstairs you had two bedrooms,
yeah,
and that's all.
Yeah.
And downstairs what?
Had the toilet and the kitchen, and had another room. You know, as I said, when you walk in, it's dark. And then about 1 foot or maybe less, then there's a bath floor. So that's where we used to eat.
And how you used to wash dishes?
In the sink. We had sink.
With running water. The water was running like now. You just turn on.
Yeah, but we didn't have hot water. We only had cool water.
So where you did your laundry?
Outside. We had another big sink like outside. And then Grandma them those days, they used to boil the clothes in the big containers.
How?
They have to, like a kudo light, and then you put the big, just like what kind of 5 gallon drum or something. They cut it, come out this way, and then all the clothes in there, and they boil the clothes with the soap inside.
So you used to go to Pohukaina. Where you went to school?
When I went to school, what?
Where you went?
When I went to school, well, elementary, we went to Pohukaina.
To what grade?
To sixth grade.
And
kindergarten to sixth grade.
How you used to get there?
Walk.
And what you used to wear?
Wear? Dress.
Dress?
Yeah.
And what you wore on your feet?
What?
On your feet.
Oh, I don't know. What if we had shoes? Ohadashi, I think. I think we used to go to Hadashi, I think.
And had plenty children to play with where you live.
Oh, yeah.
And they were all Japanese.
Yeah, that area was all Japanese because fishermen were all Japanese.
Well, so everybody who lived there, their father was a fisherman.
No. Because uncle was a mechanic. Mary's father was a mechanic. And then the neighbors, I don't know, I think they used to work at the fish cannery. The fish cannery.
The one Kiwalo Beach.
Yeah.
And how they got there?
They walked and go work. Before olden days, yeah, walking was nothing. They all used to walk. Of course, uncle, luckily he was mechanic, but he had a car.
And what he wear on his feet?
I think they used to wear shoes.
Grandma too?
Grandma, I think slipper.
And what she used to wear?
Kind of like a shawl.
Oh. So she didn't wear kimono then?
No, not. No, I don't remember her wearing kimono. Maybe before she got married, she used to wear kimono. I don't know.
And how Grandpa used to go work? Walk to the boat.
I think so. And when he has to carry, you know, they make namaris, what?
Lid.
Yeah, yeah. He boil that and he make it into shakes and put on that, I don't know, anyway, something, I don't know what it is, but anyway.
For fishing.
And then he used to put a shipu on the rope.
Put what?
Ship fighting.
What's that?
I don't know what it is, but some coating that you put on the rope. So that I think when you hook the fish, that thing is strong or something. Ooh, it used to smell terrible, you know. They used to soak it or something and dry it.
And the neighbors didn't complain?
No, those people don't complain. They're not the complaining people like people today, always complaining about things. So see, they have got to just accept it, you know. Everybody was so nice, so everybody knew everybody else because when they leave one place, but they really stay there for a long time.
So everybody called you Sayoko?
Yeah, some used to call me Sachang, Sachang.
So how you got your name, your English name?
How I got my name?
Your English name.
Oh, friend of mine in school when I went to Washington Junior High, and then I didn't have any English name. So she said, I'm going to name you Elsie. So she told me, so that's how I got my name.
And you liked that name?
I don't know, I liked it or not, but she said, that's your name, so that's the way it was, you know. So from that, they started to call me Elsie. So. But later on, auntie was working for the state or something, and then she legalized that for me.
Oh.
I guess that's how we used to have our names, because our parents don't know anything about English names.
Why, Grandma should have known.
Well, when I'm the oldest, so those days, from Auntie Bless, no, Uncle Robert had English name, yes? So from Uncle Robert, she started to know, Auntie Richa had, her name was May. And Auntie Lydia's name, I know, Mrs. Masuda that used to live in a Lydia camp, I think she gave Auntie that name, Lydia.
So when you were living in Kaka'ako, what you ate for snack?
Soda cracker with jelly.
What kind of jelly?
Guava jelly.
Oh,
that's the only kind of guava. I think that's the only kind of jelly we had of guava jelly.
Well, you bought it from the store.
Yeah, and then, you know, the condensed cream. You just put that on the cracker. I don't think we had anything of butter. Because we had butter. We had butter and jelly.
And what used to eat for dinner?
To eat?
For dinner.
Fish, vegetables.
How? What kind?
Whatever Grandpa brings home.
No, vegetable.
What the kind of vegetables we eat now? Daikon and more greens, chirona.
And Grandma bought all that from the store?
Mm-hmm. Because she doesn't grow anything in her
house.
So
how far was the store?
Right near, you can just walk.
What was the name of the store?
Fujikawa store and Hayashi store.
Right next to each other?
No, they're right, not really right next. Maybe a few houses away. But that Hayashi no man, the store, he used to come and sell pastries every morning.
What kind?
Ampang and... they had donuts. I don't know, but I only remember ampang.
And used to buy?
Yeah, Grandma used to buy.
So when you were small, how much was one?
much. Yeah, I don't know how much it was, but it was 5 cents. Cheap. Maybe cheaper than that.
And what did man look like?
A skinny man.
And what he used to wear?
Pants and shirt.
What kind of shirt?
T-shirt. Didn't have t-shirt those days.
What kind of shirt then?
Cotton. Aloha shirt, like.
With print?
No. Solid. Those days, hardly anybody's with print.
What about palaka? Nobody wore that.
I don't remember palaka too.
So what kind of dresses you wore? What kind of print kind of dress? You had puff sleeves, or did you have a favorite dress?
Not puff sleeves. I know one time Grandma was, she liked quality things. So when she buys nice dress, especially New Year's Day, for New Year's, she saw all our pajamas and all of us have new clothes. And then one year she made for me this yellow, like a crepe material, and then she put black piping, and then I think had 3 buttons or something. Well, I must have been so happy because I still remember that.
So what grade were you?
Hmm?
What grade?
She must have been about 7th grade, because we're still kakako. And when we came to Riliha, yeah, I entered Farrington. Oh yeah, I went to Kaunanakua, that's right. I went to Kaunanakua. So just before that, so I must have been about 7th grade, I think 8th grade or 7th grade, we came to Kaunanakua already. We moved Riliha.
And then what? She bought for you folks socks like that too?
She bought new shoes.
From where?
Shoe store.
Where was the shoe store?
I don't know where she used to buy, because those days, you know, no more transportation. So I don't know how she used to. But she must have taken us to buy the shoes. Although before they buy really big size, so the shoes left so long. Oh, it's kind of, you know, you cannot really, really remember exactly, but
so where you went in your nice dress?
I don't know. I don't think we went any place, but it's just for New Year's Day we wore it. Because it's New Year's Day. And that's the only time we had everything new.
So Auntie Mi-chan used to wear your old clothes?
So? We have to wear hand-me-downs because no more money to buy.
So she must have saved her money up for New Year.
Grandma, I think she was a good manager, how to manage money. Because I remember she had bought me this gold bracelet. I don't know if that was a red 14 karat gold or what, but oh. I really liked that bracelet, but somehow I lost it. And the first Christmas tree, we had this artificial Christmas tree. The tree was at the store, Fujikawa store. No, we never had Christmas tree. And oh, I really wanted that so badly, but I couldn't ask because I don't know if she has money or not, because we know we were poor. We couldn't buy those things. And it was Christmas morning or something. You know, she had bought it and then all decorated, you know, artificial.
She decorated it?
Oh, the store decorated, I think.
With what?
It was all decorated.
With what?
What kind of ornaments?
The kind
I even had light too, if I'm not mistaken.
The kind of ornaments we have now, the balls.
Like yeah. Or breakable, you know, the kind that breaks kind. One, you know, and yet every year, so we had a tree already, because artificial.
And what, you folks had dinner, special dinner for Christmas or something?
At your what?
For Christmas, Grandma made something special to eat.
I think so, because she was the stuck at birthdays, she never forgets birthdays, I guess. Even one item, you know what I mean. That celebration.
So what you first had for Christmas?
Yeah, I don't remember.
She gave
But I know, I don't think we had anything for Christmas. It's New Year. Those days, New Year was a really big occasion. We drink soda and, you know, otherwise we don't drink soda.
So where she bought the soda? From the store?
Yeah.
And you forced used to carry it home?
No, I don't remember carrying it. They used to deliver those things before.
How? In a car?
No, so near. They just walk. Oh, she goes and buy and picks it up. And Christmas time, I used to enjoy this. They have this card, Christmas card. And they in the back, you write it. And then, I don't know how much it was, but I used to love to go and look all the Christmas cards.
Yeah, at that same store?
Yeah. Both
so
of the stores.
You never went downtown? So you just stayed in Kaka'ako?
So I don't think we knew where downtown was. And Christmas time, advertiser used to give children Christmas party. And then they used to fill up this cardboard kind of... With cardboard, they make this like candy, you know, triangle like this. They fill up with candy. And we all line up to get the candy.
Where you went to Kaka'ako,
yeah,
to that place?
Right near.
The same place?
We used to walk. Oh, everybody walked those days. So that was one of our happiness to receive the candy Christmas
What
time.
Kind candy?
Hmm?
What kind?
Candy cane and Christmas candy, hot candy. And I think they used to have apples, little apples and nuts. And then Christmas raisins. You don't remember big raisins. You know, we don't see that. There's kind of big raisins they used to have there.
And what, you used to take it home and eat it all at once?
Well, I guess so.
And what, Grandma had new clothes too for New Year. She had
that I don't remember. Yeah. I don't think so. She only made for the children.
What about Grandpa?
Maybe Grandpa, I don't remember if he had new clothes or what.
What Grandpa used to sleep in? He used to sleep in kimono.
Yeah, yukata like.
Oh.
And then later on, you know, the pajamas came out. See? So he used to sleep with pajamas. I think he used to sleep with yukata at the beginning.
And he used to wear fundoshi.
Stone.
Fundoshi. You know that kind they didn't wear BVDs before?
Oh, no. I don't think so. I think those days already, nobody wear fundoshi, I think they all wear underwear. I think Grandma used to sew.
And what you first did about cockroaches?
Maybe never had, I think.
Must have had.
I don't know, I don't remember anything about.
What about mice?
Bugs.
Mice.
Bugs.
Mice. Mouse.
I think he had mouse, I think. Little kind. Hapuka nezumi. Yeah, the cute kind. Small kind.
And what, that Fujioka store, they used to sell arare?
No, I don't think I saw arare. The candy.
So when, what kind of candy?
Hot, mostly hot candies, I think. I don't think we
have. In a can?
Because we cannot afford to buy plenty. We didn't have money.
No, but even if you didn't have, must have had at the store.
We must have had, but I don't remember.
So those people were rich, the people who owned the store?
I think so. They must have been rich to be able to open a grocery store.
But so you never thought, oh, that family was rich or something?
I never thought like that. Because you know, my daughters, everybody else was poor. Very few was rich.
Then how come you wanted to work so hard and make so much money then?
Who?
You.
I don't know. What you mean, make so much money?
No, because you always wanted to work, work, work.
I guess that's me. I guess because from small time I've been working, 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 working.
So it was
not for money, you know what I mean?
No,
I have to help grandma
to
because
work.
I'm the eldest, she depended on me, so I mean that's how I grew up, so I cannot just sit around. I have to be moving.
So you didn't work for the money, you just worked to work.
Well, I wouldn't say I wouldn't work for the money. Everybody worked for their money.
So when did you start to realize that people who had more things than you?
People were important.
Yeah. When did you realize, when did you know that some people had much more stuff than you folks? Because you only stayed in Kaka'ako, right, when
yeah,
you were
right,
small.
Right.
And everybody was
yeah.
about the same.
Yeah, right.
So when did you find out that had people who had plenty money, more than you?
Oh, when you start going to school.
At Pohukaina?
No. When I started to go to Honganji.
Oh, Japanese school?
Like Japanese school. They come from all walks of life. Many students come from well-educated parents, they have very good jobs.